Streaming TV shows and movies directly to your home is a breeze with Netflix. As a Netflix member, you can instantly watch TV and movies on your PC, Mac, mobile device, or television. Get a free 30-day trial membership. Go to netflix.com/stuff and sign up today.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Why doesn't gasoline burn cleanly? Why do we end up with things like smog and ozone that pollute the skies? Gasoline is a liquid formed almost purely of carbon and hydrogen. If you could somehow burn gasoline as a vapor with a hot flame and plenty of oxygen, you would get nearly pure carbon dioxide and water as the combustion products. That's why you can burn natural gas, LP gas, and kerosene indoors in the winter. An appropriately designed kerosene heater, for example, can be ventless. Automobile exhaust, unfortunately, contains a lot more than carbon dioxide and water. The most important pollutants in car exhaust include, first, carbon monoxide, which is a poison. Carbon monoxide is formed because combustion is incomplete in the cylinder. Not enough oxygen is available fast enough to react completely with all the carbon available. Second is nitrogen oxides. Because of the pressure and temperature inside the cylinder, nitrogen and oxygen in the air combine in various ways we would rather it didn't. And third is unburned hydrocarbons. Not all of the hydrocarbons participate in the reaction because there's so little time available during the combustion phase. There can also be some impurities like sulfur in the gas to form sulfur oxides. The idea behind a catalytic converter is to try to eliminate the carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, and hydrocarbons by reacting them with plenty of oxygen on a platinum catalyst. However, catalytic converters aren't perfect either, so some of the pollutants still escape. On hot summer days, we see the effect of these pollutants in the form of smog and ozone. Nitrogen oxides and hydrocarbons mix with air and get bombarded by ultraviolet rays and sunlight. Nitrogen dioxide releases an oxygen atom, which combines with oxygen gas to form O3 or ozone at ground level.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the Brain Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.
This episode of Brain Stuff is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers thousands of engaging, easy-to-follow video tutorials taught by industry experts to help you learn software, creative, and business skills. Membership starts at $25 a month and provides unlimited 24/7 access. Try Lynda.com free for 7 days by visiting Lynda.com/brainstuff.